Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. In Part 1, Chapter 1, I examine the idea of the biblical concept of keeping God's words. Keeping God's words is a sacred trust that demonstrates love and gives life. Jesus equates keeping his commands with loving him. John 14:15, If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:23, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Living by the words of God is a sacred calling, a holy calling. Probably not sacred and holy as we sometimes think, as in overly religious, but picture yourself standing before God as you are presented with a most fantastic opportunity. As a royal priest of the Creator, you have been chosen to serve Him as one who keeps His words. Not some heavy burden to bear, but a calling to follow, a vision to pursue, a point set on the horizon as to what it means to live by, to keep, the words of God. Think with me for a moment what this means. As God's emissaries, we live the words of God and reflect that life in our world. God breathed His words to the human race through His prophets, and they wrote the words down. We read them on the pages of our Bible, and they come alive in our lives as we honor the One who gave us life. Now possibly the picture of our calling comes into focus. The obedience that arises from our love of God and our commitment to this sacred trust keeps the message intact, preserves and guards the words of life. This is our calling, our blessing, keepers of the words. 2 Corinthians 3:3. You show that you are a letter from Christ sent through us. This letter is not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is not written on stone tablets, but on human hearts. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.